The time is 3:35 on July 16, 2024, and I'm convening this fifth video conference and telephone conference meeting of the Ad Hoc General Counsel Search Committee of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association. The meeting is being conducted pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act and the Association's antitrust policy. All information disclosed or discussed is to be used only for carrying out the business of the association. Proper notice of the meeting was filed on July 3rd, 2024 and published in the Texas Register in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. A copy of the notice should be attached to the summary of the official meeting minutes of this meeting. A quorum is achieved as all three members of the committee have been confirmed to be present by video or audio conference. Also in attendance are General Counsel Jackie Rickson, Executive Director Bart Bowles, and Association employees Jarrett Terry and Topping Haggerty. And from the Texas Department of Insurance is Sean Martin. With that, I'll refer everyone to the agenda for today. And the first item on the agenda is consideration of possible consent agenda items, which is today a summary of the official minutes of the July 1st and July 2nd, 2024 meetings of this committee. Those were included in your materials. Any committee members have any comment or questions with respect to those sets of minutes? If not,
no comments.
Entertain a motion to accept those minutes.
Move to accept the minutes.
Second.
Excellent. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. Consent agenda is moved. We'll move on to item two in the agenda, consideration and possible action on the interviews of the general counsel candidates. For this, I believe we need to move into directly into executive session for the committee. Bart, do you have any comment before we do so?
The only thing I'll say, a little bit of an instruction. Anytime we have either an RFP or some type of offering like this, while the candidates and proposals are being considered, you should not and cannot mention the names of the firms or anyone proposing. So any action should the committee take after executive session, we will provide you during executive session of a way to reference the specific firm without providing the name. Until the board takes action to initiate and make the engagement, we must keep the participants in the process confidential and anonymous.
Great. Very helpful. With that, any comments from committee members before we adjourn into executive session? If not, the time is 3:38 on July 16, 2024, and I am recessing the regular session of the General Counsel Search Committee meeting of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association in order for the committee to meet in executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act.
And give me.
Now you can speak.
The time is 4:25 on July 16, 2024. The executive session of the General Counsel Search Committee of the meeting has concluded, and I am reconvening the regular session of the General Counsel Search Committee meeting pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act. And with that, committee members, we are now on agenda item four, consideration and possible action regarding items discussed in executive session. As discussed in executive session, the committee has made recommendations to put forth to the board two firms for possible further consideration, a firm A and a firm B, with a preference to negotiate terms with firm A, and to the extent that those negotiations are unsuccessful, the opportunity for the committee to move forward with firm B. But the resolution that will be considered by the board will be a deferral to the committee for further action taken, either to engage firm A or firm B, but with a preference to firm A. With that, any clarity brought by the committee members or others, if I foggy the water there? If not, I'd ask Jackie to read for us the resolution as we fashioned it in executive committee.
Sure. So that resolution would be resolved that the board of directors of the Life of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association accepts the recommendation from its General Counsel Search Committee to rank the candidates identified by numbers firm A and firm B and proceed with negotiations in the order listed.
Perfect. So that's what's been determined. Stan, any thoughts from TDI's side on our work?
I mean, Sean.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Sean, I apologize.
I'm playing your hand there again. Is it just going to be to I guess my question is, so you're going to negotiate with firm A,
Yes.
and if you can reach favorable terms, and you're not going to negotiate with firm B,
Yes.
firm B? That's
Sean,
correct.
just with the time frame and what we're looking at when we want to start transitioning, if any reason something were to fall through in negotiating A, we're going to lose a lot of time in reconvening and scheduling the committee and then the board again. This allows us that if there's a backstop, that we don't have to have additional meetings and can just move into the next one if something doesn't work in moving forward and engaging A.
But I would offer, Sean, so to the extent there's a concern on your part that might lead to a resolution with firm A without anticipating further negotiations from firm B, our perspective as a committee is that we've already received initial bids and then based on interviews, solicited and received clarified secondary bids. So from our view, we've already put it in normal nomenclature, receive their final and best offer with respect to duties, responsibilities, fees, and the like. So we've had two rounds of that negotiation already. I don't know that there's further negotiation to be done. It's a matter of contractual provisions offered to firm A, but only in the instance that there something unknown to us at this point were to arise, where we then move to B.
Is there going to be, is engagement included in that or just selection?
We
I guess is
cannot
my question.
engage, we cannot engage without board authority. So this will be developing of everything up to the point of engagement and then review that with the board. The board will sign off on this process hopefully next Tuesday.
Right.
And at the end of October is when the final authority to actually make the engagement would be taken by the board.
So we had you, it, that was my question. So you're going to wait until October to the next quarterly meeting to get board authority. How is that going to dovetail with Jackie's plans?
Well,
It,
board authority to start working on this is going to come next Tuesday. Then board authority to engage, which would be the engagement would begin November 1st. We had scheduled with Jackie a 2-month transitional, November and December, with, if necessary, some possible carryover into next year. We hope that won't be necessary, but we've discussed, and Jackie, I think you feel a 2-month transition should be pretty, be sufficient.
yes, and I do need to tell you all that actually the first couple of or the, from no, November 5th through November 19th, I'm going to be out of the country, and we planned this trip not knowing what the timing was for all of this. So I won't be around for those couple of weeks, but I'll be available before that, and then certainly afterwards. And then, I'd be happy to give you those couple of weeks in January to make it a full 2 months.
And I'm not trying to interpose to put my try to plan this out for you guys. I'm just trying to ask these questions in case someone asks me. So to see how the timing works for the engagement. So,
I think the plan is to have that, on the date of the October board meeting is when the engagement letter is signed.
got it. Okay. So you this board would be authorized to work toward. Is that in that resolution that this committee would be authorized to work toward the terms of an engagement letter?
We can put that in there.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just asking if y'all think that's necessary
Well,
or
we think that's the that's what's going to happen. Did we say that? I don't know. I can't even remember now. That resolution has changed so many times, but
I
that's the
bet.
goal. That's the
Okay.
goal. Get the
Okay.
authority next Tuesday to start working up the final terms, provisions, language, and then and then sign it October 29th.
Okay. So, all that subject to the board, approval. Yeah. I mean, just if you
Right.
want to, if you wanted to, whatever y'all feel you need to do, Bart, in terms of moving forward with this, getting approval next week. But that was just my only thought. Is it describing everything that this committee is going to have the authority to do? What are y'all are getting from them? What authority are y'all getting next week? I guess is my question to make sure that that's covered in that.
Ted, I'll let you say what you think the authority is.
So I agree with what you've laid out. I think the intent is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bart or Jackie, is that we share the results of our process with the board and executive committee next week, and provide them our intention to move forward with firm A, and provide them the information associated with that. That will then give us the latitude to finalize those discussions and have everything but signing on the dotted line accomplished between next Tuesday's board meeting and the following board meeting in October, such that in October, all we're doing is giving the board one second bite at the apple to bless the final contract before execution. But I will say that the board will be briefed next week, if not already, as to the timing, as to the 2-month overlap, as to the engagement beginning in November, as to the terms and the like, as have all of the firms in consideration been told that our goal is to retain them beginning November of this year.
Thanks for that clarification, Ted. I think that clears up the record and answers my question from the record.
Perfect. Okay, any other comments from staff or committee members? If not, I think we're on to agenda item 5.
I think
So
we need
no
a
doubt.
resolution.
Oh,
Jackie's
so
read
we're
it, but
going
we've not
to.
taken any action.
I got you. So I'll entertain a motion. Jackie has already read to us the proposed resolution that will be presented to the board. Do we have a motion to move on that resolution?
So moved.
Patty, can I get a second from you? There's
Sorry,
been
second. Second, I'm here. Sorry.
any further discussion? If not, all in favor of moving the resolution? Aye.
Aye.
All right, that motion carries unanimously. So the business at hand of this committee is concluded for today. I think we're pre well prepared for the board meeting next week. The only other item of consideration on the agenda today is a discussion of our next meeting date. So, Bart, I presume after the board meeting next week, you and staff will begin the semantics of engagement. Will we, as a committee, need to meet between next Tuesday and the October board meeting?
Yes, you will. Now,
And
I think what Jackie and I've discussed is we will work with Firm A on drafting terms, getting a first draft on paper. We don't know exactly the time frame of how long that will take. I'm assuming at least a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks. But we'll be back in touch with some options for you to meet and discuss. But we'll get out a draft to you to review in advance. But probably sometime in, I would say, late August, early September. We did file a notice for a meeting next Monday, the 22nd, just in case you did not get to the point you are today. We didn't know how far today's discussion, and we want to make sure you had another opportunity. We will cancel or withdraw that meeting with the Secretary of State. It will not be necessary now. So I would say
perfect.
plan on late August, early September, and we'll do the legwork in between.
Well, thank you for that. Thanks, staff, for all your hard work on this. Thanks for committee members' work and attention to this matter. I think that we've had a thoroughly vetted period of solicitation, of proposals, of discussion and interviews, and come to a sound recommendation for the board. And we'll look forward to a meeting later on. Thanks for having our back with already having prepared a possible meeting that now proves unnecessary. Any further discussion? Anyone participating? Okay. If not, I'll say one thing off the record before we end the meeting officially, and that is, Jim, you win.
You're being recorded, so nothing you're saying is off the record. I just point out to you, Ted.
This I appreciate. It. This is a joke. Jim has really cool background on his video.
I know. I was like, he looks somewhere cool, so I'm jealous. I bet it's under 100 degrees wherever he is in that cabin.
Okay. All right. With that, I will say the time is 4:37 p.m. on July 16, 2024, and this meeting of the General Counsel Search Committee of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association that has been held pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act is adjourned.